Good afternoon, good morning, or good night, whichever it is for you. It's afternoon here, and I've been busy all day doing things, so I thought I'd record a little story about how I became a Toronto Maple Leaf fan. Let me just start my countdown timer here, and I'll keep it under 15 minutes. As I said before, I was the only family member born in Ontario. And the rest of my family was born in Montreal, so that made them, of course, fans of the Montreal Canadiens in hockey, National Hockey League. At that time, of course, there was only six teams: Boston, New York, Detroit, Toronto, Montreal, and another team that I just can't think of the name of it. Anyway, one Christmas, I forget how old I was, maybe five, six, four, something like that. My mom bought me a Toronto Maple Leaf hockey outfit because I was born in Ontario. And she got my brother a Montreal Canadiens outfit because he was born in Montreal, Quebec. Ever after that, I mean, I didn't know a thing about hockey. I had no idea what teams were what. I didn't even know the game existed until I came down one night and my mom was watching a hockey game on CBC on a black and white TV that we had just gotten, I guess. I came down the stairs and I guess I couldn't sleep or something. I was very young. So that's the first time I ever saw hockey. And we, of course, were given hockey sticks for Christmas, and we got a puck from somewhere, or we used a piece of something. And we used to play on the rinks, and never played on the rinks. We played on rinks that we made, actually. We would go up into the swamp and find a patch of ice, clean it off, and play, you know, just my brother and I play whatever hockey we could then. And of course, then in the winter, down in the back 40, let's call it, it was a bit swampy too. When there were huge patches of ice there, you could skate for a long way. And of course, we skated around there. I'm a pretty good skater, and that's where I learned. Although I never really had a pair of skates that fit until I was an adult, because I always wore hand-me-downs and skates that we got given to us from somebody. I had one pair that fit me that a friend of mine let me use in the only organized game I've ever played, and they fit really well. They were a little bit too tight, but it was such a cold day that day, and I scored a goal on my only organized hockey game that I ever played. I scored a goal, and I thought my feet were frozen. I couldn't get them warm. They were two blocks of ice. Anyway, back to the hockey story. Forever after that, my mother was such a fierce Montreal Canadian fan that she made me feel bad because I was a Toronto Maple Leaf fan. Without realizing, I guess, the cruelty of all of that, because she actually made me a Toronto Maple Leaf fan. I didn't know about hockey. She just said, "You're a Toronto Maple Leaf hockey fan," and the rest of the family were Montreal Canadian fans. My dad didn't follow hockey too much, but she really followed the Canadians. She of course thought they were the best team, and at that time they were a pretty good team, and Toronto was a pretty good team too. And we won three Stanley Cups and then lost a few. And then in 1967, of course, we won our last Stanley Cup. I say our, but I have no affiliation with the team at all. I don't even like the team now. I haven't liked them since Harold Ballard was the owner. And the crazy thing is I always felt the more she sort of made me feel bad about being a Toronto Maple Leaf fan, the stronger fan I became. And I used to cheer when Toronto beat Montreal in the playoffs, and then I used to, unfortunately, cry when Montreal beat Toronto, and she would cackle and laugh and think it was just great. And I remember specifically one time, We were playing the Boston Bruins, and at that time, Boston was just a terrible team. Leo Boivin played with them, and I forget who the goalie was. Anyway, Leo Boivin was a pretty good defenseman. He was from a town near where I lived. And they won 13-0. And as the score went up, like 5, 6, 7, all the way up, oh, my mother was in heaven. She thought this was the best thing that had ever happened, and she made me feel so terrible because my team was losing to the worst team in hockey. I don't get the rationale behind that, but it's just something that happened in my childhood that I thought I'd tell you about. There's a famous story by a French-Canadian author, and I believe his name is Roch Carrière, R-O-C-H Carrière. I think that's his name, and he wrote something about the hockey sweater. And I believe it was a Montreal hockey sweater, it may have been. And it follows along the same kind of thing, that a hockey sweater suddenly denoted which team he was supposed to like and all the rivalry. My brother was not a fan of hockey at all, even though he had the red sweater. I had the blue and white with the old maple leaf on the front. It would probably be worth something now if I had it, but I'm sure we didn't keep it. That is about it for that story. It was an example of the craziness in the family that we were at each other about hockey. My mom always had a jealousy of her brother, because her brother got to go to a private school in Ottawa, and she had to go to a public high school or public school in Montreal, and he learned to drive before she did and all of that. And I guess despite all of the bad things, I mean, there was no physical damage, there was just some, I guess, minor abuse of you know, in words and stuff like that. But she was, above all, a feminist, and always thought that women should do more than what they were allowed to do at the time. And she could drive. She was an excellent driver. She taught me how to drive. My dad was a very nervous driver. She was very confident. And she used to drive an old Morris Minor, and was driving, I think she was driving my sister to school one day, 2 miles down the road. And the hood flew up. She couldn't see a damn thing. So ever after that, the hood was tied down or bolted down or something like that. I still remember that. It had the wigwags that came out the side, the yellow things that said you were turning left and turning right. It was a great car. I don't know what happened to it. I guess we gave it to the wrecker down the street. And she ran, so this is turning out to be more about my mom than the hockey sweater, but the hockey sweater is what started the memories. And I've thought about that ever since, that ridiculous situation of me becoming a Toronto hockey fan only because my mother bought me the sweater. She ran 4-H clubs for the girls, and, you know, did the whole, you know, they had to have a certain number of meetings, and there was a different topic every, I don't know if it was every month or every 6 months or something, there was a new topic. And silly ones, silly names, like meat on the menu, and then I think there was a first aid one called the Club Girl Stands on Guard. I don't know how I remember these. And I would help her with, each club would set up a display at the end of the session, and they'd go to a big meeting where all the clubs from all the areas went and showed their stuff, and they had big signs and stuff, and I had a knack for cutting out the letters and the numbers and stuff, and I always helped her do that. And then she'd be gone for the Saturday, and I'd be I don't know what I would do on the Saturday. I guess I'd go off tramping in the woods, stuff like that. And the other thing that she did that I've been thinking about lately, and I can't really understand it, she would talk to, it's unusual now to see an adult talk to a kid, But back then, there was two kids in particular that she used to, I mean, we'd go into the village and pick up groceries, and we'd be driving back, and she'd see one of these guys and talk to them. She'd just roll over, and I'd be sitting in the back, and she'd just talk to them. And one was the son of a family friend, and she used to talk to him for a long time. And the other guy was a troubled young man. A highlight of his life was the day he was swinging a sledgehammer around on the end of a skipping rope in the baseball diamond. That'll give you an idea of where his head was at. I believe he was schizophrenic, that would be the term now. But he was quite a troubled young man, used to get into fights, and he was big and burly. For some reason, he liked my mom. And my mom would talk to him, and she would be able to talk him out of stuff, and I have no idea how she did it. But she was just one of these caring people who would care about, sometimes I think she cared about other kids more than she cared about me. But she'd you know, take care of the girls in the 4-H club. She'd drive them pretty much everywhere. She used to drive me everywhere, too, I think because she liked driving, but it was also a way of getting out of the house. So that was my mom, and she was an interesting lady, a very interesting lady. Later on, she started teaching at the local community college. She had one subject that she was very good at and used to teach that. But she was also a collector, and I think I collect stuff now because of her genes. And she had patterns, she had newspapers. I guess she was a hoarder, but I guess the house was always a mess, but it wasn't piles of newspapers. It was with pathways in between. She was never a housekeeper, or whatever they call it. But she was a very good cook, and she taught me how to cook. So that's my story about my mom and the hockey sweater. I still laugh about it. It's just such a ridiculous, ridiculous situation to create a hockey fan out of a kid and then blame him because he was a hockey fan of that particular team. Oh, it was really strange. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed it. Make some comments, and I'll be back with another story, perhaps tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Maple Leaf Man signing out.